We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Special offer on the table for the month of June from GoPSURV.com. You buy an RV for the season opener against Idaho, you get or Buffalo, the second game of the year. You buy an RV, you get a second one for free for the same game. That's Idaho and Buffalo the same weekend. Buy one RV, get one free. You can invite more friends and family to come enjoy that experience from start to finish. A full weekend of tailgating can be Friday through Sunday. You don't have to worry about transportation and getting around. All that stuff is taken care of for you. You also get a free 409 tailgate club meal with for everyone in your party with that purchase. So the deal is good through the end of June. Very, very good for Father's Day if you want to do it in time for that. And of course, they've got so much more to offer at GoPSURV.com. You can go there or you can reach out to Mark at 1-800-519-8467. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We're continuing our player profile series now. And it's, you know, I think just when you're looking at a recruit that you don't get, the first part of the show is just kind of inherently glass half empty because you're discussing what that means. Now we're looking at actual football. We're looking at the 2019 season. We're continuing this series that we started a while ago that we're going to keep working through as we approach summer training camp. We got three players, and this week is John Reed, CJ Holmes, and Shane Simmons. We're just going to discuss where they came from, where we think they're going in 2019 and beyond. So it's an interesting group here, Greg, because you've got one proven guy, you've got one new face, and you've got one guy who is going into, I would say, a prove-it type season or a season to get healthy and see the field and make an impact. Starting with John Reed, I think the importance of him to Penn State's defense can be lost sometimes. It can be misunderstood sometimes because he's not going to often be the guy who jumps off the page. But his consistent competitiveness and his ability to just stick with guys in coverage, you started to see that. You know, he misses the 2017 season. He's not quite himself for maybe the first half of the 2018 season. Then you started to see John Reed come back and be himself again after suffering a knee injury. And I think with that in mind, he's being a little undervalued right now because a healthy 100% John Reed is as close to a lockdown cornerback as you're going to get.
Yeah, and not only that, but he's, you know, capable of being a leader for a defense that has a lot of young guys that are super talented, but maybe not as comfortable being on the field all together as a unit, or at least that you would expect that to be the case early in the season. So this is a big year for John Reed. He's not ever going to really be the kind of guy that wows you with his speed or anything like that, but he plays the game. When he trusts his knee, he plays his game, the game as well as anybody Penn State has in that secondary, and that's obviously a really big deal going into this season after losing another guy to the NFL, like two guys to the NFL draft. And I think the thing with John is, and this goes back to that injury conversation we were having about Justin Shorter and not really knowing truly how quickly he recovered from the knee injury that cost him all of the 2017 season. And it was obvious, and I think Terry Smith even said as much, that it took him quite a while to for him to really trust that knee again and become transform back into the player he was before the injury. And that's not uncommon to him. You know, a lot of guys who have knee injuries are like that. So it's tough. It definitely is. And I think this has every reason and every chance to be his best year at Penn State, but he's going to have to prove it on the field.
And I think it's easy to forget how wanted John Reed was when Penn State got him. He wasn't the highest profile guy in the 2015 class, but you know, he was a top 20 cornerback nationally. Michigan State, Alabama had an offer out for him. He had a bunch of good offers. His recruitment was skewed towards the national side. So Penn State, you know, as we're talking about Julian Fleming and all that stuff, Penn State keeping John Reed in state was a big deal. So now he's a fifth-year senior. I would expect He's going to be in the running as we start to learn more about captains and leaders and that type of thing. He's going to be in the running for that. My question for you, Greg, is if he has a big 2019 season, what does the future hold for him as far as the NFL goes? Because bigger guys or smaller guys have gotten their shot. Smaller guys are defending slot receivers and stuff and stuff like that in the NFL. So I think he's got a real shot here to improve his draft stock tremendously by being healthy and being effective.
Yeah, the thing I can never figure out with him is, as it relates to the NFL draft, is does the lack of one major, so like Amani Oruwariye, it was size and his speed was a question mark. Grant Haley, it was his size was a question mark, but speed and everything else was there. What is the thing with John Reed that you point to and say that is an NFL, or I mean his overall body of work indicates it, but I wonder if he'll be slid down or conversely slid up draft boards because teams value either what he does, it's not flashy, he doesn't jump off the page at you, won't be at the top of the attributions list, or does that knock him down a peg in just a sense that he's a good college football player, but is he really at that level to play in the NFL? I think when healthy he is, but what are teams going to point to as his biggest strengths, I guess, is the question I would have.
He's going to have to prove it because I think all the, you know, the back pedal, the transition, the shift in your hips, the instinct, the desire to be physical, the ability to be versatile and play on the line of scrimmage, off the line of scrimmage. He's got a lot of film that suggests he can do all that. Some of that is just going to come down to what he does from a testing standpoint. I think he's going to be pretty good, but I don't know that he's going to be that elite speed guy, but I think film is going to show that he plays fast. Some NFL team is going to love his attitude, is going to love his approach, going to love what they see on film. That's what I think. I don't know whether that means, you know, he's a fifth round pick versus a seventh versus a free agent, but I do think that we're going to hear John Reed's name called in the NFL draft at some point. So quarter number four here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Keystone Sports Network, also brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're going through our player profile series now, unless you have anything else to say about John,
let's move on
to one of the interesting new faces coming from Notre Dame, CJ Holmes, number 33, listed as a running back on Penn State's depth chart. Is an interesting an interesting position for an interesting player, a guy that Penn State really was in pursuit of coming out of Connecticut as a high school prospect back in the 2017 class, was a four-star in the 24/7 composite at the time. Let him get away to Notre Dame where he didn't make much of an impact, and then he had a shoplifting arrest, got booted off the team, and is looking for a clean, fresh start here at Penn State. I'm not sure if you're going to see that translate into high impact as it pertains to Penn State's offense, but maybe you're looking at a new type of like Nick Scott type, where you're going to see a primary impact on special teams and maybe a smattering of touches on offense.
Yeah, the thing I can't quite figure out here is if he was going to have a bigger role. Doesn't it feel like we would have heard him talked about more by now? Wow, if I can't get that sentence out. Wow.
At the end of the day, it's just words,
Greg. I know. What are you going to do? Hey, but you know, that's the one thing that sort of keeps catching me about Holmes. We get a lot of questions about his usage this year and what he's been doing, how he's improved, how Penn State can get him in the mix. He's a talented guy, there's no question about it, but how do they get him in the mix? They have so many guys that either through proven ability on the field or promise as recruits that you know are expected to play this year, that where does he fit into the mix? And you know, if it's at running back, well, they're pretty darn stacked there. If it's at receiver, well, there's a lot of guys kind of in the same boat as him, hoping to get some touches to show that they're capable of really being an impact player. So I don't know what the role is for him. You know, it almost felt like he wasn't a grad transfer, obviously, because he had to sit out last season. But he's almost like a grad transfer where you throw a flyer on a guy like that and hope like heck that he can do something for you. But if not, it's not the end of the world either. So I think coming into this season, that's the boat Holmes is in.
Yeah, I think it's a low risk acquisition, if you want to put it that way, for Penn State. But the odds of hefty rewards are also pretty slim too. It's you can't think of a ton of examples of a guy, like, I don't care where he came from as a recruit, a 4-star, a 3-star, somebody who didn't accomplish much in their first stop, changing locations and then finding stardom. It just doesn't usually happen that way. But if CJ Holmes can settle into just a nice reserve role in a pretty deep running back rotation and then maybe make an impact on special teams, it will be well worth it for Penn State.
Yeah, it absolutely will be. And even if he doesn't, it's still well worth it, because you take a shot on a guy like this who you thought was a star back in high school. And, you know, again, you throw a line into the water and sometimes you're going to get a fish out, and it could be any size fish. You just don't know until you pick it up out of the water. In this case, you bring in a guy and he could be anything. He could be a guy that never gets on the field. He could be a depth piece. He could be, wind up turning into a starter or a key contributor at a position. You just never know. But when you like the guy as much as Penn State liked him out of high school, and then he comes up on the transfer market, and not only that, Dustin, but he's willing to come without a scholarship, so he's not even costing you anything at this point. Why not just find out what happens? If at the end of the day it doesn't work out, then so be it. That's just the way it goes sometimes, but it's definitely worth a look, and Penn State's going to give him one this fall.
You just said it, at the end of the day, by the way. I don't think we're not going to let it slip.
Keep it coming.
Last but not least on this list, Shane Simmons.
Make or break.
I think that's fair. Like, I don't really like the on any unnecessary hyperbole, but this is a Same. Year where you look at what Penn State's got at defensive end now. You look at what's bubbling just beneath the surface, and some of these big time talents that are on the roster now or coming in, and you know, your Jason Oways and those types of players, and Shane Simmons. It's time to get healthy. It's time to really make an impact. I think we said pretty much the same thing about Shaka Toney, where it was time to get consistent and really become more than a burst type player. For Shane Simmons, who struggled with some injuries last year, who was a very high-profile recruit, who, by the way, as you looked at the end of his recruitment, his star started to fade just a little bit. But then he got to Penn State, and you're looking at a 250-pound kid now who has the ability to answer all those questions. But as a redshirt junior, a fourth-year junior, I think that time is now. And Penn State's defensive end depth chart would be okay without him, but that rotation would really pop if he makes good on his potential this season.
Yeah, it's always a bummer when you get a 4-star guy, number 4 defensive end in the country, according to the 247 Sports composite, who just hasn't been able to put it all together yet. And whether that's primarily because of injury or something else, I don't know. But yeah, I don't like the whole hyperbole idea either, of sort of the now or never idea. I think it, you know, kind of cheapens the fact that it takes time, guys time to develop and all of that. But we saw with Michael Mennett last year, it was his breakout year. Connor McGovern, of course, went on to be number 2 draft pick. Cam Brown's the guy from that class moving into his own right now. Will Fries is going to be a starter. But no, Shaka Toney and Shane Simmons, Dustin, it's their time to shine. Antonio Shelton was a guy in that class that could really take a big step forward this year. But for Shane in particular, he's had a lot of time to get things on the right path. It looks like they finally are, but he has to prove it in the fall.
There you go. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Tune in a little later in the week. Download the Keystone Sports app, and we'll see you next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.